This podcast reports news as if it's from the video game Helldivers, but is not associated with the creators and not affiliated with Arrowhead Game Studios in any way. This podcast is an original concept of a radio station within a fictional universe and is protected under Section 107 of the Copyright Act for Fair Use Legal Doctrine, permits the usage of criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, and research. All characters, sounds, and music are original to this podcast.
Swinging by Richard Farrell, and I am walking out the studio in a few minutes. Thanks for being here. I was Alice Love, and thanks for letting me be your morning DJ. Up next is Penny with the tech update.
You're tuned in, dear. What's the latest tech is all about? Penny's got the tips to keep you fit for the fight. Gadgets and gear, make sure you're right. Tech updates with Penny Love, it keeps. You're tuned in to hear what the latest tech's all about. Tech updates with Penny Lively, keeping you up to date.
Hello, Helldivers. Penny Lively here, back again with your latest tech update from Super Earth Command. We've got a packed show today, so let's dive right into the most recent developments on the battlefield. The major overhaul we've all been waiting for is finally here. Patch 01.001.100. This update brings sweeping changes across the board with reworks to anti-tank weaponry, armor penetration, and enemy health and armor values. Many of you have expressed concerns about being too reliant on a narrow set of weapons, and Command has heard you loud and clear. With the new fix, weapons like autocannon, heavy machine gun, flamethrower, and anti-material rifle are more versatile against heavily armored enemies like Bile Titans and Chargers. No longer will you be restricted to just anti-tank gear. Now you can pack a loadout that fosters team collaboration and tactical flexibility. On the enemy front, Hulks have had their armor reduced, giving you a wider range of options when taking them down. Meanwhile, Devastators and gunships have had their rocket supplies limited, so they'll still hit hard, but not as often. This should make engagements feel more balanced without sacrificing the intensity we've come to expect. Let's talk damage mechanics. Helldivers, we've made some important changes to how damage is distributed in combat. We've reduced the extra damage from headshots from 100% to 50%, making combat more consistent and less punishing. To keep the challenge alive, however, we've slightly increased damage to other parts of the body. This should give you more balanced firefights while minimizing those frustrating one-shot kills. Now on to the exciting part. Gas gameplay mechanics have been reworked in preparation for the Chemical Agents War Bond that launched on the 19th. Gas stratagems are now more crowd control focused, binding and confusing both enemies and Helldivers alike. So use those gas clouds wisely. This is about controlling the battlefield, not just racking up kills. Next up, stratagem balancing. Our intel team has worked tirelessly to ensure that stratagems capable of damaging heavily armored enemies are more effective. The Eagle 500kg bomb has a larger explosion radius, and sentry guns, both Gatling and machine gun, now pack more punch with increased stagger force. In short, every weapon in your arsenal is better suited for dealing with the threats we face on the battlefield. But that's not all. Command has introduced a new Galactic War feature, which will make it easier for Helldivers to track strategically important assets on the Galactic War map. We've also added the Emote Wheel feature, giving you better in-game communication with your squad. Just another tool to help you dominate your missions. Now let's cover a few key fixes from this patch. Bile Titans now properly take headshot damage, and aiming issues, like weapons firing below the crosshair, have been addressed. We fixed several crashes and softlocks, including one that occurred during host migration. Hellbombs will now reliably explode in all biomes, even in swampy terrain. That covers the highlights from this patch, but we're not done yet.
Introducing Cofreedom, the coffee that's brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. Each cup is a bold declaration of your commitment to freedom, crafted from the finest beans harvested from the liberated corners of the galaxy. As you face the day's battles, let Cofreedom be your fuel. The rich, robust flavor isn't just coffee. It's a salute to the fearless.
Now available at the link above.
There's also a hotfix that just went live. This addresses a crash that could happen during host migration when a new player joins the game. Also, you might have noticed some of you got your hands on General Brash's SH-32 shield generator packs. A big no-no, since those are reserved for 10-star generals. Those distribution errors have been corrected, and the workers responsible have been sent to re-education camps. Regular shield distribution has resumed. Before I sign off, a quick reminder. We're keeping an eye on a few known issues, such as enemies shooting through walls during high-value asset missions, and those sneaky large enemy units that sometimes sneak up on you without audio cues. Command is working on those, but until then, stay sharp. Don't forget to check out the link tree to order a GNR 107 coffee mug. While you're there, pick up a fresh bag of Cough Freedom to fuel your fight for freedom. That's all for today's tech update, Helldivers. Command will be back with another balance pass by day 60 to fine-tune these changes and keep your feedback front and center. Keep sending in your reports, and as always, stay safe out there, Helldiver.
And that was today's tech update. I'm Jesse, and I am your afternoon DJ. Up next is one of the songs that I've been really feeling of late. Here is Crossfire by PV and Suno.
He walks a lonely road caught between two sides. Heart full of questions, but he can't decide. True strength's a burden, it's a heavy load. He's trying to find where his soul's abode. Stand tall with kindness, heart open wide, but the world around me makes it hard to confide. No need to prove it, strength from inside, but I'm lost in a place where these worlds collide. I stand tall with kindness, heart open wide, but the world around me makes it hard to confide. No need to prove it, strength from inside, but I'm lost in a place where these worlds collide. I lift you up higher, no need to tear down, but when they speak, it feels like I'll drown. Gentle and humble in every small town, yet they say I'm not needed, they wear the crown. True strength is loving, true strength is caring, but how can I be strong when the weight's overbearing? It's been the they say I'm not needed, they wear the crown. True strength is loving, true strength is caring, but how can I be strong when the weight's overbearing? It's being there always, open and sharing, but so told I'm worthless, just a burden and I walk with
respect and show what is right. And every action I keep love in sight. But the words I've heard, they cut deep and wide. Now I'm torn between standing and stepping aside. It's not about boasting or taking control. It's lifting each other, it's feeding the soul. But where do I fit in this picture they paint? When I'm trying to love, but it's met with restraint. True strength is loving, true strength is caring. But how can I be strong when the weight's overbearing? It's being a homo in every small town. Yet they say I'm not needed. Two worlds, trying to be strong, though my mind is swirled. I believe in love, lifting you high, but it's hard to keep going when I'm lost in the fight.
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound, not original to the podcast, is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.